Welcome to another episode of our NCLEX review series. In this podcast, we continue to bring you valuable materials to help you prepare for your exam. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm going to turn. I don't mean to turn my back. I'm going to talk to you about that. Okay.
I have no space.
When you have malaria. Guys, this is important. They give you a drug called hydroxyurea. That hydroxyurea, and they give it a lot of people in Africa, this drug that help the blood not to lose oxygen and to lose its viscosity, right? They give that. So people who have sickle cell in America, they give that drug. In Africa, hydroxyurea is very big to help with the malaria. That's the connection. It's only the drug. Yes.
Yes, still on the sickle cell issue.
823. Yes, yes.
Just like you giving some advice to, because I have some relatives that are couple, both the wife and the husband, they are carrier.
They carry.
Yeah, they've lost like four kids.
So
do you think, but now they stop having kids. So do you think you could advise them that the more they're having kids, they...
Yes, as a nurse, you have to do genetic counseling. As a nurse, you have to do genetic counseling. Okay? Yes. You must teach them. Because
no,
a lot...
No,
you provide them with information on someone who is trained to talk to them. You don't tell people don't have kids. That's personal.
You need to have more.
No. You will, as a nurse, your job is not that. Your job is to refer them to a genetic person, and they're trained to talk to them. Let's go to 423. You're going to go in the book for this. You know why?
The green one?
These multi-skeletal is better in the book. It's better in the book. 423. It's better in the book. So put in your little objective, put these multi-skeletal, put book. Book, page 423. Okay? Ready? Let's go. Pete's multi-skeletal. Here's the disease we're going to go over. Okay? We're going to go over it, and you're going to highlight it. Right? Pete's multi-skeletal. Page 423, you're going to highlight hip dysplasia. Dysplasia of the hip. I'm going to highlight that. The second disease is club foot. You can even number them. So one, hip dysplasia. Two, club foot. Three, scoliosis. Okay. Four, rheumatoid arthritis. Four. That's it. It's only four diseases. Okay, so highlight them. Hip dysplasia, club foot, scoliosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. So it's four diseases in PEDS multi-skeletal. So far, so good. Ready? Let's go. Juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And juvenile right there. Ready? Now we on page 423. Group one, right? The first disease is called hip dysplasia. Now, dysplasia of the hip. En créole, but me explique nous qui ça typique ça again. In English, I'm coming. Typique la fête
marcher comme ça, un pied long, un pied short, comme ça, une longue, une short. English, the child is born with one leg long and one leg short. Okay? Now, Miss Sonia, why did you not use the package? Because the questions that I'm going to go over with you are in the book and NCLEX asks a lot of them. Now, what is this disease, Miss Sonia? How come this child is born with one leg short, one leg long? Look, this is the femur. The femur says zoa. So this is the femur. This is what we call the acetabulum. When we're born, the femur supposed to lock in the acetabulum. Because the femur does not lock, the child born with one leg long, one leg short. As the nurse, here's the NCLEX question. You must assess this child when the child is born. Because the child is baby, the child is born. So now, Miss Sonia, where's the assessment? You're going to go on page 424. You're going to see four kids. You're going to put NCLEX. I'm going to go for up. I want you to put NCLEX all around this. Very big on NCLEX. Right here, photo, 424. Oh, mommy, 424. How are you on 428? Right here. Now, the child is born. Gardez premier photo. Look at the first picture. The child is born. When the child is born, you take the baby and do this here. You counting tilin kinajam tipitla. That is linio, the lines. So look at the first baby. How many lines you see?
One three. Has three.
One, two, three. That is tilinio. Now look. When you turn the baby, you should see one, two, three. If you see three, and when you turn the baby around, you see two, that is a sign the baby having. That is one way you check. So far, so good. That's picture A. Picture A, wapompe the lines, one, two, three. Turn me around, it should be one, two, three. Suppose this three, two, that's a sign the baby has.
He has it because of the one.
Picture B, you're going to put NCLEX on that. Picture B, regardez, oui, look. En créole, ou prend, regardez, ou mettez tibis là sous table, ou prend jamna, ou virer jamna. De poutant de un bagay qui dit click. That's a sign the baby has it. English. It is called what we call ortolani click. You take the child and you turn the leg, the whole thigh, you turn it. If you hear click, right? That's a sign that the baby has it. That's picture B.
Ortolani?
So, click. Ortolani click. O-R-T-A-L-A-N-I. Click. Ortolani click. So far, so good.
Yes.
Now we go to picture C and picture D. You see them? Look, you take the baby, jump the leg, and you put them. They should equal. If one big, one short, that's a sign the baby have it. Now, A, B, C, D are tests you will do for children that are 6 months or less. Stay with me. So if I'm 4 weeks old, 1 month old, 2 month old, 3 month, 4 month, 5 month, 6 month, the way you're going to assess to see if I have the disease is A, B, C, and D. E, Melly. He is done with big children, daddy. So the child is 9 and the child walking like this. I didn't say scoliosis. There's a difference between this and scoliosis. Hold up, because I don't want y'all to confuse them. Scoliosis en créole, c'est boule nando. C'est pas ça. Scoliosis is a hump in the back. This disease has nothing to do with a hump. This disease is my son is walking like this. So now he's 9. I would not do A, B, C, D on a 9-year-old. I will make a 9-year-old take off his clothes. That's an intellect question. He is naked. I will give him something to hold, like a chair. And I will ask him to put one leg up. Watch. If I'm holding this chair, should I be wobbling if I'm holding this chair?
No.
Okay, so if my son wobble while he's holding the chair, that's a sign he have this disease. So NCLEX asks you, what are the assessments you going to do to assess the child for hip dysplasia? It depends on the age of the child. If I'm 6 months or less, you're gonna do A, B, C, or D. If I'm a big child, meaning I'm walking, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you make them take off their clothes, you give them something to hold. Any question?
What is again?
What? A, B, C, D is 6 months or less. The other one says, city munakamashi, walk. 2, when do we walk? 18 months. 2 years old, 3 months, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12 year old, you give them that chair bar. Remember, all of this is on my tape. So even you don't hear it good, it's on the tape. Yes.
So say without clothes.
I cannot hear.
If the kids, the one who can walk, if the kids should stay without clothes to do their assessment.
No, NCLEX, they have to take off their clothes.
Yes.
That's why I said it. That's an NCLEX question. The child you're going to make hold the chair, they must take off their clothes. That's part of it.
Write it down.
Okay, I have one question.
Naked?
Yes.
Must be naked.
What if I have three sons and one of them break his epiphyseal plate? We did a 6-hour surgery on him. At a point, it seemed like one of the legs is longer than the other one. I don't know whether it's because of the...
And he walked funny.
He walks funny, but now he's starting to walk...
One leg, long one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had the surgery.
Yeah.
He wasn't born.
Well, that way,
no, that had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
That is whatever he had. You got it? Okay, let's continue. Now, here's the NCLEX question. How do we fix 6 months and less, and how do we fix big people? Because you don't fix them the same. Stay with me. Remember, I told you 6 months or less, you assessing them by doing A, B, C, or D. Now, how do you fix them? Here it is. That's an NCLEX question.
Yes,
you will put what we... Sorry. See? Miss Sonia needs to stay on her side. You will put. See, I get deep. Sorry. I get deep. Okay, pardon, Shane. You will put what we call a public harness. They go to NCLEX question. That's why I got so
I got this on the desk.
Crazy. I got excited.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Maybe 6 months or less, they will wear this. They will wear this, the Pavlik harness. Sorry, baby, this is your phone, right? What? There you go. They go to public harness. You only put that 6 months or less. Yes.
They say,
I'm going to answer your intellect question. Now, intellect asks you, how long do you keep it on? 23 hours. You only take it off 1 hour only to shower the baby. The baby's poop, you will keep it on. You will never take it off to change the diaper. You will keep it on when the baby poo-poo. You will, the baby poop, you're going to leave it on. Did you hear that? That was your incorrect question. You never take it off basket baby. English, you never take it off. You keep it for 23 hours. You only take it off 1 hour to bathe baby, to shower baby. Baby pee, you change the diaper, keep it on. Baby poop, you change the diaper, keep it on. Now, the other incorrect question, they ask you, where does it go? On the skin or the onesie? Creole, la le supoa. English, it goes on the skin. So, baby, naked, you put it on the naked body. And you put the diaper, then you put the onesie. So, this go on the skin. That's your incorrect question. You don't supposed to take it off. No, no. They don't take it off when baby poo. It stay on. What's priority? Hydration. Yes. No, no. You wear soft clothing on top of it. That's an incorrect question. You never put mete supoa. I'm telling you. Go to your world question.
So, Sonia, when you see the CNA trying to give that to this child and take off the intervention?
No, no. Because the only time they take it off is to shower. The clothes does not go under the skin, and then you put this go on the skin. I will bring you the Pete's book, and it'll tell you that.
Get the
shower and clothes.
Yeah.
You make this supoa, then you put the pants.
Also, it goes directly on the skin.
Directly on the skin. All right. So far, so good. Now, that's for who do we do this for?
Six months and less.
What about my baby who's 9 years old?
No, you stand in the chair.
We take his clothes off. That's to do the assessment. But how do we fix him? We put a cast.
They put on a 9-year-old.
9-year-old. You put a spiker cast. And that's where they start asking you those compartment syndrome questions. He gets a cast. He gets a cast. That's an incorrect question. Which one the patient tell you they have will make you call the doctor? I have a cast and I cannot move my toes. Mm-hmm. Compartment syndrome. So far, so good.
Yes.
That's good dysplasia. Yes.
I know she said it, but like I said right there, it said it like breast off.
I told you. I'll bring the PEDS book so you can see it. It goes on the skin, I promise you.
Yeah, I think some standard book that I read said that on the skin.
I'm telling you. That's why I tell students, change. Kutemu. No, I'm going to tell you. If you look at your PEDS book, it says it goes on the skin. And guys, for me, who did my preceptor, Joe DiMaggio, La Le Supoa. It goes on the skin. Listen to me. I would not stir you wrong.
Does this go on for months?
doctor decide. Okay, so far so good. Then we go to Clubfoot. Clubfoot, c'est pied à vivre. The Clubfoot, the feet turn. That's disease number two. Clubfoot priority is to cast the patient right away. Which one need further teaching? When the mommy say, I'm going to reschedule my baby appointment. You can't. The baby needs to get a cast right away. Now, there's something you're going to write for me there. The baby gets a cast called Dennis Brown. The cast look like this. Got it. A boot, and it has a metal inside. You only put this at night. On bot, il gon' faire nan mitan, mais faire. Ou mette nan pied typique là. English. The baby will wear a shoe to sleep in. And it's called Dennis Brown. Boo. It has a metal. You only put it at night.
That's for the little kids?
That's the little kid. No, that's this. This is we. Now we're in a different disease. We are in Clubfoot. Nursing it's fixable, treatable, curable. Clubfoot is fixable, treatable, curable. And the way they fix Clubfoot is they put a cast or they put a boot on you. The boot is only put at night while the child is sleeping. Parce qu'il gon fait, it has a metal in the middle. And if the child walk with it, they're going to fall. That's why you only pull it at night. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then we go into disease number three, which is called scoliosis.
What does that intervention for the clubfoot?
Clubfoot is to cast.
Right away.
Okay. Cast baby. Okay? And when baby get the cast, you're looking to see that baby can move their what?
Toes.
So far, so good. Now, we're going to go into what we call scoliosis. Okay, yep. Scoliosis, typically fait avec un boule dans le dos, lump in the back. You normally see it in baby girls. This one, and you guys mix up the disease. So remember, hip dysplasia, I have one leg long, but it has nothing to do with a hump in my back. This one is the hump in my back caused one skirt long. Hip dysplasia, one foot long, one foot short. Scoliosis is the skirt. One skirt long, one skirt short. Yeah.
I think it's because it does trigger the spine. It's a lateral curvature of the spine,
yes,
isn't it?
Scoliosis. It's lateral curvature of the spine, but which part? The cephalic, the top part.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hump is not. See, when you have osteoporosis, you normally have dog jaw hump right here.
Mm-hmm.
When you have scoliosis, it
kind of
on the side.
On the side, yeah.
That's why they like this.
Bulnando.
It's fixable or no?
It is fixable. It's treatable, but we got to do a lot of teaching. Okay? Now, here's the NCLEX question. You're going to go on page 423, and NCLEX asks you, what assessment you going to do? You're going to do an assessment called Adam. Adam.
423,
bottom. Two, data collection. It's called Adam.
Adam test.
Let me tell you what it is. You're going to make me take off my clothes, and you're going to ask me to bend. And while you stand behind me, you are looking for the asymmetry. You better know it.
Off the back.
Off the back. You're going to put in clicks. So ready? Watch. If you want to check me for scoliosis, you're going to do Adam test. If you want to check me for my lungs, you want to do ABGs. You're going to do Allen
test. Yeah, I got it.
If you want to check my eyes, you're going to do Snellen test. If you want to check my skin, the problem with the student, you don't know which test go with what.
Amen.
If you want to check my skin, what is it, CNA? Braden test. If you want to check to see if I'm anemic, what test?
Hemo.
ML.
Chilean,
yeah.
Test. You need to know those. So far, so good. The last disease in peas. Multiskeletal is juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Juvenile rheumatoid, you should be in the book. Juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in elderly people, us, when you have rheumatoid arthritis, the first thing you say, I'm fatigued. The late sign, your hands, your knuckles turn, your feet turn. That's arthritis. In adult, children, they have arthritis too. They never have the deformity. The first thing they say, Mommy, I can't see. Anytime the child keeps saying, I cannot see, you take them to eye doctor, they get glasses, they cannot see, it can be a sign of arthritis, which is called uveitis.
Uveitis.
Right here. Page 425, uveitis. In the green box. 425, uveitis.
And Clex's question.
Yep. Clex's question. You got it.
Every time the kids say they cannot see.
They cannot see, and you took them, Mommy, to go get their eyes, and the problem is not the eyes. That's a sign that the child has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis.
You just bring all those questions back to me.
Box 36, 1.
Miss Sonia, you just bring all those questions to me. Now I remember them.
You had it on
in the yeah. Yeah, they keep coming back each time I see them.
Sorry, baby.
Flashbacks. Flashback for real.
Yeah. And you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did not know. Just
yep. Arthritis. Mm-hmm. You see, when we have juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, elderly, even us. We say at first fatigue. As things get worse, with what deformity, body image. Children don't have that. Children have it high. So the teacher call you and say, hey, your daughter cannot see. So the teacher brought the daughter to the front, and you, mommy, took your daughter to go get glasses. The doctor tell you, hey, your daughter's eyes is good. Now we need to go do a blood test to check your daughter for arthritis. Because the first sign in arthritis in children is eye problems. Yes. When you have arthritis, we give them, of course we can give them aspirin, right? Aldo-Rain syndrome. But they will give them Humira and they give them Inbrail. They'll give them a joint, a shot.
But that won't help with
the eyes. See, the problem is not the eye. The problem is arthritis that's causing the eye. So once we fix the arthritis, you can also fix the eye. So far, so good. We could, yes.
Did you have to ask to do that?
Yes, but let me tell you something. Your daughter always have problem with eye, but they have to go do Snellen test, and the Snellen test must come out negative. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong. Then the doctor will do other tests.
Yeah, fewer glasses.
You got it?
They did a Snellen test, and then she has a no problem.
You got it? Who's lost so far so good?
Good.
That is Pete's multi-skeletons, Reno. Let's go to Pete's neuro. We're going to go back in the binder. And in the binder, you're going to go to page 74. So remember, I'm going to write that. So I don't want to hit y'all book. Can somebody show me their calendar for me, the objective? Because I want to for you guys to write something right here. So here, I want you to put, look, Pete's multi-skeletal, you're going to put book, page 423. So when you study and you know where to go get it. Okay? Nice and organized. Okay? So now let's go to Pete's neuro. No, you got in the book, in the binder. Yes. Pete's neuro, page 74. Pete's neuro, page 74.
So we don't have to know anything about page 73. You would say
no,
something.
I went right into what I want you to know.
Okay.
Ready? The first disease on page 74 is called meningitis. Page 74. Meningitis, you see in children and you see an adult. It is inflammation of the spinal cord and the brain. Inflammation of the spinal cord and the brain. Children have it, adults have it. Meningitis can be bacterial and it can be viral. Meningitis is contact and droplet. Contact and droplet. Now, meningitis, if it's bacteria, the child will have a fever and the child will be irritable. You are on feeds, page 74, in the binder. What test to diagnose meningitis? It is called lumbar puncture. Lumbar puncture. Meningitis, you must isolate the child. Turn. Data collection for meningitis. A child will have a fever, high-pitched cry. I'm on page 75 now. The child will have positive Brzezinski, positive turning sign. And tomorrow when I go into med-surg, we will tell you what those mean. The child will have what we call nuclear rigidity. What is the nursing intervention for a child with bacterial meningitis? Miss Sonia, isolate them, IV antibiotic. IV antibiotic. So far, so good. Anytime a child have meningitis, you are on page 75, top. You need to initiate seizure precaution.
Because of the fever.
Anytime a child has meningitis, you need to measure the child's head. Head. Why? Because a child with meningitis put them at risk for hydrocephalus, which is your disease number 2. Anytime a child has meningitis, it put them to hydrocephalus. Glonopathic fluid in the brain. Meningitis gives this. That's why you're going to measure the child's head. Meningitis gives hydrocephalus. Glonopathic water. Meningitis gives this. Miss Sonia, what is that water called? CSF. Cerebral spinal fluid. How did the child have hydrocephalus? It started from untreated meningitis.
How are you supposed to
start now? I'm coming. I'm gonna answer all your questions. Stay right here. I'm gonna come. Hydrocephalus is fluid. What fluid? The CSF that accumulates in the brain. Okay? The child had meningitis. We did not give the child antibiotic. Now the child has hydrocephalus. The only thing we can do is drain the water. Drain the CSF. You drain it by putting a tube. So nursing intervention, before I go to nursing intervention, data collection for a child that have hydrocephalus, now I am on page 76. The child have increased head circumference, bulging fontanelle, dilated vein, sunsetting of the eyes, the child vomit. Now we're going to put the shunt to drain the water. Once you put the shunt, the child is at risk for infection, not because of the disease, but the shunt. Infection, obstruction, perforation, subdural hematoma. Now, anytime a child has meningitis or hydrocephalus, you will position the child 15 to 30 degrees because they at risk for ICB. You will not put them too tall. You will not put them too flat. You will put them 15 to 30 degrees. 15 to 30 degrees. ICP is high pressure in the brain. Meningitis, the child is at risk for ICP. Hydrocephalus, the child is at risk for ICP. So anytime children have these diseases, you never put them too tall, too up. You never put them 90 degrees. You never put them flat. You put them 15 to 30 degrees. We call it semi to fowler. But that's not for that. Let me tell you, flat for 24 hours. That's for lumbar puncture. I did not get to that yet. Now, when a child has meningitis, we use a test called lumbar puncture to diagnose the meningitis. To do the lumbar puncture, to do it, you will position the child knee to chest or lateral to do it, to get it. Now, after the lumbar puncture, how do you position the child flat? That's not for the disease. That's for the lumbar puncture.
On the back or on the stomach?
On the back. On the back. The reason you put them on the back, because they're going to have a headache. That's why you put them flat. C'est pas pour maladie, non? It's for the lumbar puncture. So again, the lumbar puncture is a test that we use to diagnose meningitis. When you have meningitis, you never put the child flat. You put them 15 to 30 degrees because meningitis can bring you ICP. When you have hydrocephalus, you put the child 15 to 30 degrees because they can go to ICP. When you do the lumbar puncture, to get it done, you put the child side, recumbent, knee to chest. After the lumbar puncture, you put the child flat. Livla dit on bagay non, Jean. We got to understand what book say.
Flat on the back or front? On the back. On the back.
Flat. The reason you do it that way because after lumbar puncture, the patient always say they have headache.
And that's
it. I made it so easy. Because, bonjour, student toujours do your own bagay in a book. C'est pour lire. Sa book la dit, on comprend. There's an understanding. You got to understand it. And guys, you see, when you teaching, that's why you got to assess your environment. One thing about students, they know a little bit of everything. You know a little bit. And she write, she say, hey, Miss Sonia, hey, so I'm dim la, by a book la, me go dem leave. It say flat
for
24 hours. Mm-hmm. But I had to explain to her why that flat is. Yes. Students say, but meningitis give ICP. I had to explain where the ICP come in. But yeah, every student know a little bit of something. So my job as the educator to make sure you understand the difference.
When you redo the test.
The lumbar puncture?
Test. How you position the kid?
Which one, baby?
You say when a child has meningitis, we have to do the test named brain function.
Right.
Talking about bend knee.
When we get it. And listen, and it's okay when I do med surge neuro manana, it all makes sense.
Manana.
You got it? That's okay. So to get the lumbar puncture, pum fe, pu doctor fe, you gotta position me so you can get my spine. Yes. Because anytime after lumbar puncture, the first thing the patient said, ooh, I got a headache.
I had one. My clinic.
Oh, okay, yeah. You got it? Yes. Which one?
This for the recruits?
No, I just... Listen to this. Watch. She asked, Miss Sonia, Do we isolate a hydrocephalus patient? Why not?
Because
hydrocephalus
is just like a fluid. It's not viral.
It's not viral. It's not
droplets. If I got it from meningitis, if it's meningitis, now you isolate me.
Because of the problem.
If I just got it without meningitis, don't isolate me. And guys, this is how you learn stuff when you study. If they ask you, give me all that apply to meningitis, it's contact and droplet. But if they only ask you one for meningitis, it's always droplet, which I'm going to go over today when I do fundamental. Okay. Let's go. Now, ready?
Yes.
Then we're going to go into page 77. There go your NCLEX. You see, I love this stuff, so I get crazy. Don't mind me. I go, loop, loop, loop. Students, you know they already think I'm crazy, right? So, let's go. In the back, you see your picture? You see three pictures. I'm going to make your life easy. I'm going to kill this for you. The three pictures you see, everybody went to watch the photo. You see three pictures, right? One picture you see is, and I'm going to tell you how NCLEX get you. That's why, guys, if you don't understand content, you're in trouble.
Amen.
See, when they ask you spina bifida, they ask you that. So they go, spina bifida, without them, right? This is called neuro 2 defect. Okay, Sonia, what does that mean? My mommy, my mommy pregnant with me, she did not take her folic acid. She did not take her folic acid. Baby paid for it. Now, here's what they get me. There are two types. Stay with me. A, occulta. B, cystica. Occulta, cystica. Ambacystica, there's two. M-E-N-M-Y-E. Look at your paper. Yep. You see it? Tell me if you don't see it.
I don't see it.
Spina bifida occulta, spina bifida cystica. You got M-E-N-M-Y-E. M-E-N. Look at the first bit. And what they do to you in NCLEX, they do you like this. They put spina bifida cystica. You gotta say, hey. You gotta say, oh, cystica. So they either talking about this or this. Occulta is only occulta. What is occulta, Miss Sonia? Your baby born with just the back is a S. That's it. Got to put your photo on. Look at the first picture. Maybe, look. There you go. Maybe. That's it. Just a little deformity. This is fixable. This is treatable. Your baby can walk. Your baby can talk. No problem. Your baby can poop. No problem. That's it. NCLEX ask you, what do you do? Sometimes they'll give surgery. Sometimes they don't do nothing but physical therapy. Physical therapy. They don't do nothing.
And the occulta, right?
Occulta. And sometimes occulta won't pump on cheve. Sometimes the occulta, when you make the baby take off the shirt, you'll see a little hair.
Yellow, pumpy hair patch.
Don't mind it. Nothing. Nothing. They'll do physical therapy. Okay? Now. M-E-N. That is cystica. M-E-N. N, spinal bifida, M-E-N, Nui? That is picture number two. Huh? What is the difference with that picture? Boulago. Eski boulapan bapoa.
Yes.
Is it under the skin?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's
yes.
Under the skin. Poa kufui. The skin cover is just a big ball, right? Mm-hmm. Your baby, they will do surgery. They will do surgery because they cannot leave this ball. They will do surgery and they'll put them like a little cast and they'll be fine. They could walk, they could poop, they're not retarded, they're fine. But they will do surgery.
It's just the one with the hair.
That sometimes have hair too. What I want you to know about MEN, it is under the skin. Iambapoa. It's inside. You get me? M-Y-E, baby, it's outside. How did my mommy got this? Not taking what? Folic acid. M-Y-E. Baby cannot walk. Baby cannot poop. Baby cannot pee. Baby can live about 3 years. More of us. Dead. Gone.
The third one?
The third one. Because the third one is... Popakuvui.
Oh, it's exposed.
It's exposed. Inclex asks you, what would you see make you call the doctor when you see the fluid coming out? Then Inclex asks you, how do you position this baby? Oh, you cannot position on back, either side or stomach.
Flat on the stomach?
Yeah, flat or side. People, ou pa mette sou boula.
Boule la pété.
Ah, ou alors comprendre, boule la pété. Now, here's the thing with this baby. Guess what killed him? There's something you're going to do for him every day. Remember, he can't pee.
Oh,
what must you do? They unfold him. Latex allergy.
Yes.
Heal them. That's true. Infection. Because you remember, they cannot poop from here to here, no good. They cannot poop, they cannot pee. Oh, they cannot poop, they cannot pee. So every day you put Foley, latex allergy kill them,
oh,
infection
yeah,
kill
is,
them. And poop, they cannot poop. Every day you fecal infection. You using your hand to appetite the poop. They infection kill them. So far, so good.
So what about the other one?
No, of course, the other one.
The other book, can you put them on the back?
No, no. It's not pété, no, but it's uncomfortable. Both bull, you don't put them in back. Hey, you know what I want you to know? M-E-N, the bull, is under the skin. M-Y-E, the bull, is out and it can pété. You can see it. Somebody Google M-Y-E for me. You're going to see how it look. So you can see, Grace said, you can see it. So far, so good. That's why you teach mommy, anytime she's going to get pregnant, take your folic acid 3 months before you go get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. So far, so good. All right? Make sure you know it. Everybody knew this from school, right? The school talked about it. You got it big. Let me see, Gabriel, make it big. What? Millie. What? Bula? What? Gabi. You see it? They go M-E-N-M-Y-E. You see it?
Thank you, Gabi.
Mm-hmm. Big. You see?
It's just like a clock. Clock is so
cold now. There. Right? Okay, so far, then we go into Reye syndrome. Now, how many students, what did y'all hear from nursing school? Reye syndrome, Miss Sonia. Reye syndrome, Miss Sonia. So tell me what is Reye syndrome. Don't tell me what's in the book. Tell me what you think it is.
I think
fever.
It's
from
aspirin. Right? Yeah. It's all aspirin. You give it to children. Yeah. Children get it.
Yeah.
Right? You see, it's amazing. That's what I learned in nursing school, too. That's what the teacher told me, Nova, $250,000 if I die. I don't know how they're going to get it. That's how they told me.
She got this in the
syndrome is aspirin.
But both of them laugh.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Miss Sonia, what is Reye syndrome? Reye syndrome is the liver become fatty, greasy. Greasy. Let me explain to you. Anytime children take aspirin, right? She's 5 and she take aspirin. If she keep taking aspirin, her liver become fatty, greasy. So now, when I give her protein to eat, the liver break protein. Since your liver is fatty, and I gave her a big chicken, and she can't break it down, the chicken turn into ammonia and build up in the brain. That is Reye syndrome. It is a brain disease that you get because the liver get progressed. So far, so good. That's why they say don't give kids aspirin. But if you do give kids aspirin, you give it with influenza vaccine, you give it with chicken pox vaccine to prevent Reye syndrome. Reye syndrome, it is a disease that when you give aspirin to children, it causes the liver to be greasy. So now the liver job to break protein. Since your liver no good, I give you protein. The protein build up to ammonia, take you in the head, upon lari, and start acting crazy. That's why we don't give kids aspirin. And if we do give kids aspirin, we give it with varicella vaccine. And what else vaccine?
Influenza.
And influenza vaccine. So far, so good? So good. We cool?
Yeah.
All right. Okay? That's why anytime you suspect the child of having Reye syndrome, NCLEX asks what lab you will check. Liver enzymes. You see? So look. Elevated LFTs, liver biopsy, anything to do with liver has to do with Reye syndrome. Nubo, who's lost? So everybody in my class know what Reye syndrome is.
It's a fatty in the liver.
And varicella, which is chicken pox. Turn. Now we on page 79, called head trauma. Simon frappé tête. Who hit her? 2-year-old. They bad. Right? They hit her. Right? Anytime a child hit head, we call it head trauma. NCLEX asks you, when somebody hit head, whether they child, an adult, what do you look for? And what make you call the doctor? So let's look. Anytime you hit head, you're going to look if your head look like crack, eggshell appearance. Shiny. Raccoon eyes. Maybe sous est bougé, mon nez commence à venir gros. I hit my head and my eyes getting big. That's not a good sign. Depressed skull, and look, there's something called battle sign. En créole, il frappe tête li, ou garde des oreilles li, il gon marque noir. Oui, depuis frappe tête, ou garde des oreilles li, ou on marque noir, ka grave. English, when they hit head, You need to look in the back of the ear to see. It's called battle sign, a bruise behind the ear. She's in trouble. Oi, medical emergency. She hit the head. Fluid start coming out of her nose and her ear. Medical emergency. What is my nursing intervention? If I hit head, keep the patient awake. Idomi upanaulu, they gone. If I hit my head and you let the person sleep, they in coma, they may not wake up. You never let a child or a dog kifwapete dormi. You never. So Inclex asks you, you gotta keep them awake. Keep talking to them. Make the room cold. Take off their clothes. You cannot let them fall asleep. They may go into deep coma. So I hit my head. Or the child hit head. Nursing intervention. Keep the child awake. Watch for battle sign. Watch for CSF coming from the nose, CSF coming from the ear. Oh, here's the NCLEX question. Let me give you an NCLEX question. Which one you will see first? The man who had a car accident and asked you for 20 Kleenex in an hour.
This one.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. What's happening to him?
The
liquid coming out his nose. That's your, where you're playing. You see how they turn it? In class, what did I teach you? Watch for fluid coming out of the nose or the ear. If you ask me 20 Kleenex in an hour, what's wrong with you?
That fluid is
coming out of the, that's how NCLEX put it. No, that tells you that the patient knows it's what?
It's running.
You should not need all that.
But look, in class, what did I teach you? In class, I told you, watch for running nose. In class, didn't put running nose. They put which one you were going to see first, the patient who had a head. You had a car accident and asked you for 20 Kleenex in an hour. If you understand, you should be able to get it. It's not trick. The student always said, Miss Sonia, they trying to trick me. They ain't trying to trick you. They trying to find out if you understand. Right? Like, I'm going to do, when I do fundamental today, they ask you which food high in potassium?
Banana.
And in your
potato.
Book, see, they don't ask banana, potato, okay. Your book say tomatoes. Inclex put V8 juice.
Oh, yeah,
that's the same thing.
Some students say, well, I looked in the book, I didn't see V8 juice.
But it's tomatoes. Potato.
When you looked in the book, you saw tomato. Which food high in potassium? Your book say fish. Inclex give you tuna. When you get there, you say, oh, I didn't see tuna, but your book said fish.
It's the fish. The different one is in the kid.
They don't know the family. Family of fish.
They comprend now. No way. Maybe it's comme ça. Ils sont comprend. And guys, it's true. When you go into medicine, you taking care of my family. I'm an ER nurse. And guys, you cannot go to tell people, I'm sorry. You got children. You got a husband waiting for you. You got mama. You got children. Sorry. You will rip my eyes out. You will, oh my God, families get angry. But I'm a nurse, slowly. I tried my best. Oh, that's what your daughter had? Your school didn't teach me that. Maybe I was sleeping while I was in class. You angry because you trust me that I know what I'm doing. That's your position tomorrow. Pudimuna, sorry. MedLife didn't teach it to me, and you big RN, I will rip your eyes out. My mama, you care for. Everybody belongs to somebody. Woman, Captain Moon, your husband, your child. Sorry. Come see, come sir.
You didn't make it.
Come see, come stop.
You rip my eyes out. That's how you
you're gonna
have
be a
to
dead
think
person.
When you don't open the book.
Come see, come
stop. I hope y'all come took see, what I gave and listen. I'm a trauma nurse. I see death all the time. When you don't know what you're doing, you feel like a loser. When everybody working and you just... You go home and you say, God, why did I go to school? I don't know what I'm doing. You got to educate yourself. You caring for people's lives.
Okay, Miss Sonia, one of the audios was saying that, well, I'm going to go. Is there any way, although we come from a school that was, you know, but we take your review, you open our eyes. Mm-hmm. But is there any way we can go somewhere, get more skills before we go on the floor? Or
at your job.
At my job?
Or no then? Job as an RN will take you, put you on the floor like that. You guys know that.
Okay.
No, now they change. 12 weeks. Okay. 12 weeks. No hospital gonna take you, put you, 12 weeks.
Okay.
12 weeks. 3-4 hospital? Yeah, nursing home. And anyways, and guys, I cannot waste time. And let me tell you something. My students, no way, no hell. You RN, you go supervisor in nursing home. When you RN, you work nursing home, they call you creepish nurse. Yeah. You RN, sure. Big RN, go to the hospital. No RN, go no work, no nursing home. Anytime you go hide in nursing home, that means you know you don't know what you're doing. Go RN, bell RN, say L'Hôpital, period.
You say, Monsieur,
L'Hôpital.
They call you creepish. In Fort Lauderdale, you're Z, you got on corner, you don't know what you're doing, Secretary, you big supervisor. In Palm Beach, Miami, LPN work nursing home. We got that. LPN supervisor in nursing home. We got that. No RN supervisor at nursing home. Who's gonna respect you?
Kribish.
Nobody.
What about the ON?
You not going, you worse.
That's the word, the ON. That's a higher supervisor of the nursing home.
You 20 years, you comfortable. RN feb wall hospital bell bagay gro bagay. You wear your nice uniform. Wale to walk, u soti to walk.
Thank you.
Nice. Good morning. How are you? You don't go to no hospital who wear RN, who no chiffon, gargot, soude sab, two bell, one bell, who wear two bell. That's it.
You go die and you come back out.
You don't go in a hospital, you see the RN, chiffon, gargot,
oh,
I'm so tired, I'm so stressed, don't want to take break. She don't know what the hell she doing. Or RN who's comfortable, confident.
I'm gonna take my lunch. Can you cover for me?
Yeah. Christmas, we're gonna exchange gifts. Everybody make money, took me baby bell gift. Bell doctor, did you see doctor? He checking me out. I don't know. I'm ER nurse. That's how we roll in Palm Beach. That's how we roll. I don't know what goes on here.
Well, I work. See,
PCPs are better looking than
Peter mentioned. They could be better. It could be. Look had nothing to do. I'm talking about demeanor.
That's true. Yeah. I'm talking about the demeanor. When you cover them, you feel good.
I could see me do better.
Some of them.
Your nice Mercedes in the parking lot.
Amen.
Nice.
No, my Honda.
How many patients
are there? No!
You're a professional. Nice. Yes, sorry. Let's go back.
I went to the hospital. Because
they had to watch bills.
And it makes you like thinking, I'm like, do I want to do this?
Exactly. Yeah, but you got to watch who's stressed out. You got to watch. Look at a confident nurse. She's not stressed. The one that know they stuff, you see and they say, come, can I teach you? Come, watch me. You're not stressed. The ones that are stressed is the ones that don't know what they're doing. And you will be exposed.
Probably the young husband is probably is invited too.
It's 5-1 right now with PCU patients. I know, but it's young kids, 22-year-old coming out of school, they didn't expect this, they're all stressed out. They leave after 6 months, you have a brand new nurses
exam. Because I do what med said, they don't stay. Crazy.
Guys,
they don't stay.
Guys, I work for North Broward, Fort Lauderdale. They tough. I work in the ER. I did med surg. I did everything. You think I don't know what's out there? I know it. I know it. It's the ones that don't know what they're doing. The confident, yes, it's stressful. You got the job. You can have 40 patients. You organize it. You can have 40 patients. You can give me 9. I don't care. I'm going to organize. I'm going to do this 5. Do this 5. Priority. You make, you don't like the job. Women, you organize it. Guys, don't think Miss Sonia, she's teaching. I've been to work. Ooh, my neck hurt. I did 12 hours. I'm trauma nurse. ER, women, I work on. Trust me, baby, it's doable. It's doable if you know what you're doing.
But the nursing home is like the junkyard of the hospital.
I got that, but what I'm saying, guys, we got to get back to the lesson so I can get on track. What I want my students, you are in L'Hôpital.
L'Hôpital.
You go too close with her. When you come in, you go too close to her. When you were coming, you get too close to her because she was using her hand.
Yes.
So you get a slap. A juice slap.
Okay.
Yeah, the hospital.
Baby, guys, I'm going to answer you. Let me finish. Let me stay because you know we go to talk. Let's go. I'm on the schedule. Page 80. Febrile seizures. Page 80. The seizure that I want you to know that kids get is called petite mal. Daydreaming. When you have seizure, you give Zorantin. Kids who have seizure, petite mal, another name for it is called absent. Absent seizure. ABSENT. Excuse me. Right here, petite Eli down, page 8.
Kids have?
Yeah, the kids. Petite mal, absent mal, or they call it daydreaming. Daydreaming. Okay?
And the medication
is Zorantin. Z A R O N T I N. Z-A-R-O-N-T-I-N. Zorantin. Zorantin. It's also on top. They can also give these two on top. Anytime the child have a seizure, page 80, intervention, ease the child to the floor, but inflex the child is safer in your hand. Place pillow under the head, remove the glasses, do not restrain the child, do not place nothing in the child's mouth. Record the seizure, the time of the seizure, and the length. That's NCLEX question. Record the time, the length, and the activity. The activity is what was the child doing during the seizure? That's an NCLEX question.
Miss Sonia, you can only give the right hand?
No, you can give those two, but Zorontin is the best drug of choice. Okay. And you'll see tomorrow when I do MedSurg Neuro, and when I talk about the drugs, you're going to see why. Zorontin costs less side effects. Okay? Now I am on page...
You said you could give those two. You can give these. Valentin and
all of these. Well, all of these are seizure medication. Right. But for children, Zorontin is the safest. Okay. Tomorrow when I do MedSurg Neuro, you're going to see why. These cause a lot of gum problem, cause a lot of bleeding problem, and cause a lot of liver problem. So Zorontin is the safest.
For children.
Yes. Move on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then 81, you're going to go into what we call Down syndrome. 81, Down syndrome. We're on page 81. You have Down syndrome? Now you look at the little boy. You see the little boy picture?
Oh, yeah. Nothing cute about him.
Aww. That little baby have what we call Down syndrome. And what is it? It's called trisomy 21. And if you normally see it in mothers over 35, so in other words, extra chromosome. Now, when you have Down syndrome, how does the baby look? Exactly like that little baby look. Look at his little nose. You see they do this. They're not sticking their tongue at you. That's part of the disease. Hypotonia, their skin cold, right? They have dry skin. They always obese. They always constipated. And a lot of them is short. And a lot of them have low IQ. What's priority? Prevent skin breakdown. Provide safe environment and do genetic counseling. Balak mommy, not to get pregnant, not you. Refer her. Then we go to lead poisoning. Lead poisoning, right? Lead poisoning is happy.
Yeah. NCLEX.
NCLEX question. You got it. Okay. Listen. Lead, you get it from paint. You get it from old photo, old painting, and old kai, old house. NCLEX don't put it like that for you. They put the house was built in 1960.
Yeah, I get
that. They got you. Yeah. Another name for it is called plumbism. Plumbism, next to it. Plumbism, lead poison, NCLEX. Okay. Anytime you have lead poisoning, it does not affect your lung. It affects your mind. You start acting like you have ADHD. When you have mold problem, it affects your lungs. So write that. So lead affect your learning. Lead affect your learning. Learning disability. And then mettez mold. M-O-L-D. You're going to write that. Affect your lung. So far, so good. When you have lead poisoning, we're going to give you a group of medication, and it's called Shelaton therapy. Shelaton therapy. The medication come 2 IVs, 2 PO. Stay with me. So we're going to give you a group of medication. It's called Shelaton therapy. Yeah, they do side. You need 2 PO, 2 IV. Now, the medication, not the lead poison, the medication cause anemic. Medicament. Right? C'est pas lead poison, non? C'est medicament. It's the medication that give you anemic. Turn the page, you're going to see that. So far, so good. Nouveau? We cool, right? Okay. So you got to give the lady high iron diet. Your last disease impedes neuro called ADHD. Attention deficit disorder. Anytime you have ADHD, we will give you medication. The child keeps moving. Only medication, and here's the medication: Focalin, Concerta, Ritalin. The medications, the medication make the child lose weight and make the child don't grow. So you don't give the medication before breakfast. You give the medication with breakfast. You give the medication with lunch. With lunch, with breakfast. You never give this medication at night because it makes them don't sleep. It's like giving them coffee. You give it with breakfast, with lunch. Anytime the child is taking these medications, they need to see the doctor every month. And you need to weigh them. You need to weigh them and check the height. Parce que médicament yo fait yo maigre, médicament fait yo pas manger. The medication make them don't eat. So you don't give the medication then breakfast. Wait. You give it with breakfast, with lunch. You never give it at night. This medication is like giving a child a cup of coffee or give them a soda. What does soda do to you? Boy, they hyper. That's why you don't give it to them at night. They will never sleep. Any question? Daily.
Daily. I see the doctor every month.
Every month. Every month. But, you know why? Psychologists. Every month. Psychiatrist, pardon, every month.
Miss Sonia.
Because they need to watch the child every month. You don't want to keep your child on this medication because a lot of school will turn them down.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. Because I have to take it at the children in the daycare with children intend to sleep more.
Yes.
At a point, they have issue with concentration, not
yes.
being able to do
the medication because the medication dumb them.
You know what? I have a question on NCLEX. It said that when they take the medication, it's improved the homework, but I did not take it.
Yes, it does. It does improve the homework.
But
it makes them focus.
I thought that was something else, but I did not take the homework.
Let me tell you what the medication do to you. It makes them hyper, don't they? If you hyper, and then it bring them down so they can focus. That's why a lot of college students
that's
take
that.
Yes.
I heard that.
Yeah.
But I did not take the insert. I took something else.
No, it makes them do their homework.
So it is on NCLEX. Well,
it is on NCLEX, of course. Everything.
I know, but I picked something else. It's when I get back home, I study. I said,
it
make them focus.
Focus. You ain't come to Miss Sonia.
I know. I have to beat myself. Yeah.
I know. Sorry. All right. Our last section in feet, skin. Skin. Not a lot of disease. Right? That is on page 88. 88. I'm so proud of y'all. We right on schedule. Ooh. 88. I came here ready today. The last skin. Impetigo. NCLEX question. I'm on page 88. Impetigo. Peed skin. Anytime the child have it, you will call DCF. You the city bouton bon bouche parce que maman pas lavé bouche. English. They get it from negligence, not washing the mouth. NCLEX ask you, give you the picture and you give to them. It's always in the face, elbow. You normally see it in the summer. And you normally see it in kids two down. Maybe three. But as they get older, they wash their face by themselves. Impetigo, you must call DCF. That's an NCLEX question. NCLEX asks you, how does it look? Vesicles, right? Make sure you highlight that. Vesicles. No. This you and rheumatoid arthritis, mommy.
Impetigo.
Oh, yeah, impetigo. Macules. Papules, vesicles. Woi, NCLEX. Macules, papules, vesicles.
How did I ask the question?
Just like your photo. And they ask you, where is it? In the face, axillary. In when they say extremities, is this? Look, knees. Here, or face? Not body. Here. Face. They give it to you. It looks like a little water. Okay? You must call DCF. That is a sign of negligence. Okay? What is treatment? Antibiotics? Wash? Bathe the child? Right? Very important. Then they ask you, where would you put the child? Contact precaution.
Oh, you don't have this treatment here. We have
back. Turn it. You're going to see the treatment. Antibiotic. I'm on page 89. Antibiotic. Page 89. Intervention. So far, so good. I'm on page 89. You see the picture? Right, there you go.
Robert Model.
Yep, right there. And they go to picture. They go interventions, me down right here. Antihistamine, steroids. Okay.
You could go by the neck as well.
So that will be contact precaution.
Contact precaution, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, eczema, right here. They go treatments, okay. Antibiotic. Contact precaution.
Contact.
Okay, then we go to eczema. Eczema, you normally get it through food. Food, allergy, or asthma? Food. Food, allergy, eczema, asthma go together. Anytime a child has eczema, what view you want, view it so you can see it. There you go. For this eczema, you will put steroids for eczema. Steroids, antihistamine, itch.
Okay.
You take away the food, which is called the challenge test. Challenge test is for food.
That's
an
eczema, is allergy of food?
Mm-hmm. A lot of time.
But that's
no, eczema is, it could be with food, it could be
genetic.
Like allergy. It could be parfait, it could be anything. But what I want you to know that eczema is not an infection. Impetigo is infection. Eczema, that's why you put antihistamine. You put steroids.
What I got was an atopic dermatitis. I don't know.
I'm going to show you. Atopic dermatitis is something like you go penny. The penny got into your skin and it started making you itch.
So that's what I got on
the. I'm going to show it in the book. I'm going to show you. And you put steroids or antihistamine.
So what do you say?
Or you go outside, you play in the tree, and the tree make you itch. Okay. That's atopic dermatitis. Okay. Yes.
What about the, what's the name of Schilling test? That one?
Schilling test is for anemic.
No, what's the name of the test?
Oh, eczema challenge test.
Oh, challenge.
Right here. Challenge test. Miss Sonia, what is that? Anytime a child have eczema, we take away the food. Monday and Tuesday, we give you soft food. We take a break, and then Friday, Saturday, we give you sweet food. We're trying to find out which food caused it. So far, so good. Okay, right here, right here. Eczema. Right? Then you turn. They go the treatment. They go the nursing diagnosis. May click one. May challenge Tesla. Page 90.
Page
90. Page 90. You gonna see challenge test. Okay. Avoid soap. Ah. Avoid tea. Crap. The sweaters that made of wool, cotton. Avoid, add alpha carry. Provide lubricant. Oh, here's the NCLEX question. If you take me a bath, do you dry me and put the lotion, or do you keep me wet, put the lotion?
We'll keep you wet and put the lotion.
That's an NCLEX question. Exactly. You keep me, not pour to mouille, ou mette crème, now. It makes sense. It stayed. Right. So far, so good. Any question? Page 91. Use cotton, no wool. Keep the child nails short. Page 90. Turn.
If you're not putting the lubricant on this, the child, you can pat dry the child.
Yeah, pat dry. Yes. Because if you, it will black there, make it worse. Any question? So far, so good. Feed, skin, done.
Amen.
Feed, growth, and development. You're going to read the book for that. Remember? Read the book. You're going to take a break. It's 11:30. 30 minutes. I'll see you at 12 o'clock. We will do fundamental. Fundamental is done today. Tomorrow we do all med surg. Miss Sonia gone. Go to lunch. Right on. Keep going. Go take a break. I'm right on schedule.
Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating. We wish you all the best in the coming examination. See you next time.